Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you use your teeth to bite off those tags on your clothes? Or if your children have a string stuck to their clothes, you grab it with your teeth and kind of pull. Or chewing on a pencil. Or how about, are you a nail biter? All of these things can damage your teeth. My guest is the national spokesperson for and consumer advisor for the American Dental Association, Dr. Richard Price, one of our favorite guests here at Radio MD. So, Dr. Price,
yes,
things
ma'am.
We do with our teeth, nail biting, biting tags off, chewing on ice. What about all these things?
And pulling the watch stem out, or I've seen guys light matches on their teeth. Hey, look, teeth are biomechanical organs. The back teeth are millstones. They grind food. The front teeth are incisors. They bite through and tear food. They're not a pair of portable pliers. You can get your pliers at home. Use your teeth for the things they were supposed to be used for. And in addition, you know, there was a survey done on how people got around to removing food debris from between their teeth. And this was in London. 60% of the people surveyed said they used whatever was around, screwdrivers, scissors, even earrings to remove food from between your teeth. You know, treat your teeth with respect. They're not made for tightening guitar strings or bending forks or hanging clothes from. And people do all those things with their teeth.
They certainly do. And while those things can damage, and as you say, people use things to clean their teeth, it's always been kind of a movie comedy thing when people use the fork to clean under their fingernails or to clean their teeth, you know.
Right.
Are toothpicks acceptable?
They can be if used properly. Toothpicks have been around long before dental floss has, and the dental floss has really superseded it in some places. But you have to use it gently. There's toothpicks, those things that have been around for a long time, Stimudents, which are little balsa wood things that fit between teeth. And, you know, and one of the things, if you have, you know, you don't want to jab in there, not stabbing it. You're gently prying debris out from between the teeth. And floss is really good for that.
Okay, so floss is good. Toothpicks, if you know how to use them, you know, and they have, as you say, been around a very, very long time. So what if you're somebody who bites your nails? You need to either find a new habit or what?
That's a habit some people don't even realize they have. There's, you know, it's like the one who's the cuticle picker. I don't know how to help people overcome that habit, but realize every time you do, you're putting stress on a tooth. Every time you eat health, you know, the health foods, twigs and branches, you might be subjecting your teeth to more pressure than they can take. Or how about the person that crunches up ice cubes? You know, beware the killer crew, a cube. Not only does your blender need special blades to break it up, but it causes an instant contraction, the cold does, of the ice cube, of the outer surface of enamel, long before the inner part of the tooth, the dentin, has a chance to contract. And you can create craze lines through it like you can a good porcelain dish. You got to treat your teeth with respect. You know, almost get to know your molars. Stand in front of the mirror and take a flashlight and shine it in your mouth and learn what that part of the body is about.
And meet your molars. We're going to start
yes.
a meet your molars day, Dr. Price. Now, I have heard a nutritionist say to vegetarians, you know, we were made to eat meat. Have you seen these incisors we've got? So is the food that we eat, you mentioned sticks and twigs. I'm a big fan of sticks and twigs. Is meat okay? Are we okay to be ripping food and things like that?
From a dental point of view, yes. From a nutritional point of view, that I suggest you speak to a person more knowledgeable than I am. But yes, that's what our teeth were made for, is the grinding of things.
Okay, so we're allowed to do that now. God forbid we're chewing on an ice cube or we're...
Or a frozen candy bar.
Ooh, I love those. And so we're doing that and something happens. We chip a tooth. First of all, pain. Second of all, what do you do when you chip a tooth?
Well, you might not necessarily get pain. It would depend how deeply into the tooth it occurs. It'll certainly be rough. Your tongue will play with it forever. I would get in to see the dentist. Maybe it just has to be smoothed over. Maybe you can take your time getting in the appointment as long as you're not tearing your tongue up on it. If it's sensitive to hot or cold or to biting, a number of things may have happened. A, you may have chipped the tooth, the enamel off the tooth down to the closer to the sensitive dentin inside. In the under part, in which case maybe the tooth can just be sealed over, just polished over and sealed. You may have split a tooth. I have already split four teeth. I have four implants as a result of four split teeth. And I'm a dentist. I took the course. There's some things you cannot avoid. I grew up in an era of the 40s and 50s when fillings were put in teeth, which, while it's a great way of fixing things, also can make teeth weaker. You have to know what shape your teeth are in before you start using them for things. You know, you wouldn't run a marathon with a sore leg.
So you want to make sure you know your teeth.
And yes, you know the rest of your body.
Like you know the rest of your body, and certainly we, you know, need to learn how to take care of our teeth. And as you've said, you know, flossing and brushing the back, getting that bacteria, maybe even, you know, a tongue scraper, all of these kinds of things. But now when people are using their teeth to do all of these other things as tools, they need to look at that and say, okay, I can't do that. But it's the last kind of thing you think about. I mean, you just do
it. Well, you got to put it in the forefront. You know, it's like going to the restroom in a restaurant. There's a big sign that says, you know, everyone has to wash their hands. There's nothing sexy about washing your hands, but it's the best deterrent for disease. It's keeping things clean. You just have to think.
And if you do, you said go to the dentist if you do chip a tooth. Do you save that little chip if you can?
It depends the size of it. Won't hurt to bring it in.
Absolutely. Do you stick it in milk? Some people say you put it in milk.
Now you're talking about losing a tooth, having a tooth knocked out.
Oh, okay. That's a tooth knocked out, not just a little piece of a tooth.
Right.
Okay.
I've had patients come in with, we'll say, a front tooth that got hit with a baseball bat. And like half the tooth was broken off, like you can almost fit it together again. Bring that with you. I've had cases where we took that broken part and bonded it right back to the tooth and save that patient the cost of a cap, a crown, a veneer, and what have you.
Okay, now what about mouth guards? You know, if you are going to be in those sports and trying to take care of your teeth as you would wear a helmet for your head or pads for your shoulders, what about mouth guards?
I think it's the greatest thing going as far as mouth guards are protecting your teeth. I've had parents bring their kids in with being hit with baseball bats. I've seen ski injuries. I've seen round ball, you know, volleyball. If you can wear a mouth guard, by all means do, but it has to be comfortable or else you will not wear it. So picking one up over the shelf at a local sports store may or may not work for you. You may have to have your dentist make one. But the more contact sport you're in, the more mouth guard you should be wearing. And I just watched the NFL football game yesterday. All these guys have mouth guards.
Well, they do. And so that does help to protect your teeth. Now, also,
absolutely,
certainly to protect our teeth is enamel. Now, if you're using your teeth as a tool, does it pull that enamel off? And so what do? You get enamel treatments?
Enamel is probably, it is the hardest part of the human body. However, it's very brittle, so it will not bend. Anything that will put that much stress in it can chip it off. Sudden trauma can do that. So, you know, before you pull out the bobby pins and before you crack those popcorn kernels, think about it.
Just well, what happens if the enamel comes off?
You're going to have some sensitivity. It will not. Enamel usually will not come off like a surface veneer. It'll probably break through, or a chip will come loose, and will come off. And if that's the case, then your dentist has a lot of things in his or her drawer in order to fix it. Bonding is a very conservative way of adhering a tooth-colored substance to the tooth, which I've got bonding in my front teeth from chewing through things over umpteen years.
So that's like an enamel that you guys put on. It's not real enamel, but it's something bonding. You put it on so that it covers that part that lost the enamel.
There's nothing as good as the original equipment, but it's a pretty good darn good replacement part.
So in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Price, one of our favorite guests, wrap it up for us. Teeth is tools. What don't use your teeth for?
Give your teeth some respect. Use them for what they were meant to be used for. Which has to do with food. They are not a portable pair of pliers. You cannot buy another set of teeth. You can always get another pair of pliers. You can walk to the kitchen junk drawer and take one out.
So be kind to your teeth.
Yes,
get to know your teeth and get to know your molars. We've created that day, Know Your Molars Day. And you're listening to Radio MD. Remember to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. This is Melanie Cole. Take care of your teeth and stay well.